Heritage Week begins this Saturday, and as part of that, Master Blacksmith Eric O'Neill is going to teach a traditional tool-making course to novice blacksmiths in Cappamore in County Limerick. He's on the line. Good morning, Eric O'Neill.
Good morning, Oliver. How are you?
Ah, sure. As good as can be expected. Now, we thought this profession, along with lamplighters, ostlers, beadles, that blacksmithing was all dead and gone.
Okay, that's a perception. Hopefully this morning it will change.
Yes.
There's probably more blacksmiths working today than there was 20 years ago.
Go away.
And there's a complete new dynamic that's coming into the craft. We have on the History Channel episodes like and series like Forge and Fire.
Mm-hmm.
And that's has everybody in America building forges, forging knives, trying to make weapons, and the whole dynamic of exploring what can you do with hot metal. So events like that are absolutely fantastic, and Heritage Week ties in with that. What gives us our identity, what makes us culturally unique as a people, we need to have these places open. We need to see traditional crafts, arts, places. We need to tie in with our past.
Yes.
That gives us a very strong identity.
I love that description, and it's going on anyway, but Forged in Fire is this History Channel show, and it's massive, isn't it? I mean, it's not just in America.
Yeah.
It's caught on here
absolutely.
As well. Absolutely.
Every year here at the campus, the Centre of Excellence in Blacksmithing at College of Faith Cappamore campus, every year we do interviews, and most people presenting themselves, I just smile and I say, so you're a fan of Forge and Fire? Oh yeah, I'd love to make this and I'd love to make that. And I said, okay, by the end of the year, you'll be in a pretty good place working with a fire and you'll have gained a massive amount of skill. And then you can go progress and try these things out.
Working with fire, as you say, I mean, there's just something about that kind of image of, you know, glowing iron, the hammering on an anvil, the smoke and spark. As you say, there's an identity, a lifestyle thing around it. Are people being amateur blacksmiths at the moment?
Yeah, there's a big community. If you go onto Facebook forums, look up Forge in Ireland. Look up Wrought Iron Gates of Ireland. There's loads and loads of Facebook forums where people who fancy, I've just watched Forge and Fire, I'd love to make a fire at home. And there's loads of guys that will give you a bit of direction of where to go, how to start off. And come to us on an open day.
Yep.
Here in Cappamore. We'll have a couple of open days coming up. Next Friday on the 19th as part of Heritage Week, and also on the 24th we're unveiling a sculpture here. And for everybody and anybody that can make the Cappamore show, we'll be bringing our classroom from this location on the campus.
That's the College of Further Education and Training, Cappamore campus in Limerick.
Yeah, exactly. We'll be doing a demonstration at the Cappamore show, so anybody that hasn't seen a live fire, hasn't seen a blacksmith working, is more than welcome to come along, have a chat, find out a bit about the campus, what we teach, what we do, and specifically with me, with regard to blacksmithing, but we do a lot more than just blacksmithing here.
Yes, people setting up on their own, I mean, it is a fire, it's obviously dangerous.
Yes. When I start tuition, obviously I bring people into the forge. I have to explain to them the different tooling, the do's and don'ts. There's a considerable amount of health and safety to be addressed. And then we try and have a bit of fun and we start creating. And of course, anybody that stands on a big bellowing fire is afraid of it. And after a couple of hours, you get used to that, and you're more interested then in the instructions and the steps that are given out, and you're trying to keep pace with them. So the fire is less intimidating. But as I say to all my students, it doesn't really matter the size of my hammer, the size of my anvil, the size of my biceps, unless we really understand the fire and what it has to give us. It's the absolute most important tool in the room.
It's the craft, isn't it? And danger, I presume, is part of the attraction as well. What sort of stuff are blacksmiths making in this era that we're in now?
Okay, so we started off talking about blacksmithing. So what's our perception of blacksmithing today? And 99% of people, you ask them, what does a blacksmith do? And they'll say, oh, he sticks a shoe on a horse.
Yeah.
To me, that is a farrier. So we've a lot of different facets of blacksmithing. We've tool making, we've bladesmithing, we've sculpture, we've restoration work, and we've also functional work. So there's lots of different facets. Most blacksmiths today, some of them specialise in one specific area, let's say like restoration, and others are general blacksmiths. So they move from different projects to different things. And the fantastic thing about moving between these disciplines is you're gaining more knowledge and more skill.
And the quality is good, isn't it? Because people in an era of mass production, they're buying, you know, what they think is steel, various metals, and it falls to bits, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, that's absolutely crucial to what we do. And for a lot of people that come here and let's say they just want to try a hobbyist course and to sign up for an evening class or an introduction class. So we take them from this is a hammer, this is an anvil, this is a fire, and we get them forging things. And to see them every evening leave the room with a tangible piece of work in their hand, it's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
And it's life-changing for them. So if you're in a stressful job and you know, you're just burnt out and you'd like to try something new, consider a craft. Not necessarily blacksmithing, but consider doing something different. So this is where lifelong learning, education and facilities, ETBs up and down the country, that's what we're about.
You're passionate about the built heritage of the country as well, because we have all these traditional gates and railings that need upgrading and repairs, and you can't just go to one of the hardware chain stores to replace them and fix them.
Well, I'm fortunate enough in the setting I'm in, and with the management team that I have in place at Limerick and Clare Education and Training Board. So we're fully behind opening our doors for Heritage Week, for Culture Night, for inviting people in, for showing these things. Why are these skills important? In every location in Ireland, we have vernacular ironwork.
Yeah.
We've churches, graveyards. We have Georgian cities. We have medieval cities. So we have a vast amount of ironwork that was traditionally made from wrought iron. And today, most of that needs a bit of TLC, a bit of looking after. And if we want it to be there for future generations, it's very important that we look after A, the product, and B, the skill set that goes with that product, that's able to understand it, maintain it, and do it authentically, that doesn't do damage to that material.
And it looks amazing. How did you start getting involved in blacksmithing yourself, Eric?
Well, it was quite simple. I was sitting down one night with my wife and we were watching Nationwide, and I was watching a blacksmith in County Mayo, and he was doing a little wrapping technique with oxyacetylene, and I was just blown away by the creativity and by what he was actually doing. So I said to my missus, I know what I want for my 40th birthday. I want a lesson with that guy there. So I said, ring RT in the morning, find out who he is, where he is, does he give lessons?
And
so Ellen rang him the next day, and when I came home from work, and at that time I was working as a steel fixer, so I spent about 20 years in construction.
Yeah.
And so I came out, and she explained to me that John wasn't really set up for teaching. So at that time, there was nobody in Ireland available for teaching. So I went to the UK, done a weekend course, and was absolutely blown away with it, by it. Came home, built a forge, started teaching myself.
You dabbled in blacksmithing and you found it was your life, more or less. But it's a fantastic story. We have to take a break, Eric, I'm afraid. But you have the people looking for that course and other events happening up and down the country. Heritageweek.ie is the place to find it. Eric O'Neill, good morning to you and thanks.